My music on shit. All right, let's get this. All right, let's get to this. I'm gonna find that fucking goofy ass video. What's going on, guys? Give me a second. I gotta find this goofy video of this motherfucker. Yeah, fuck yeah. Guys, what's going on? We're gonna break down the second half of this body. Of this weak motherfucker that all these guys are caking over. We ain't got no game. But this guy who thinks he has game, this guy that's sitting around here getting flustered, mad, upset, bitter, angry, and all that shit because he ain't standing on anything he said. We already broke his and busted him down, gentlemen, all the shit he said that was wrong. But one thing y'all can see, like we said before, cult mentality. A lot of young men who don't have game will follow guys who don't have game thinking they about shit. but they don't stand on anything. How the fuck, where I put that shit? Where I put that shit at? Y'all want to call in? Y'all have the number. I forgot where I put that shit at. Where I put it at? Ah, here it is. Let me go to the folder. So the folder is under my download. Watch you. Okay, watch you. Guys, I got a question. Y'all can call in and all that other stuff. Please don't be an internet bully. Because if you're an internet bully, I'm going to let you go. Because I give you the floor to call in. So any of you guys want to call in that you find this information, not you want to defend your cult leader, please feel free to call in and we'll discuss. But everything I'm laying on, y'all can't even break down. Y'all, there's no way. Y'all can't even defend this. They can't. No one can defend this. But before I go, guys, I'll get y'all puzzle pieces. I want to make sure I do say that every show. But we're going to continue part two of this whole damn interview that we broke down because, as I said before, yeah, it's their Messiah. A lot of these guys out here, and y'all have to understand, a lot of guys that don't have game can't recognize fake. Because there are no such things as men issues that these guys say they have. And if you have somebody championing men issues, then there lies the problem when there's no such thing as a man issue, especially if your issues have something to do with a woman. But let me go ahead and pop this on Y2M. Here we go. Let me see. Oh, wait a second. Not yet. Hold on a second. All right, let me take it. All right, I got to catch that up. I'm going to catch that up. Hold on, let me catch that up, take the thing down. Guys, I want to call in. Y'all have the number. Let me change everything up so y'all can call in. The lines are open for you guys. If you want to defend your Messiah, go ahead. You don't need to get mad and angry. But a lot of you guys, I think a lot of you guys can recognize that a lot of you guys don't understand what game is, okay? Because a lot of people out here, it's interesting. It's interesting. It's really interesting and stuff like that and stuff like that, man. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. And I say to you guys out there, again, guys, we're here for you. Y'all, again, a lot of guys just get mad. There's no reason to get mad. And we didn't want to welcome to Trey. He just want to let him go. He just, again, there's no reason to get mad. I'm not taking you away from your love affair with another man. I'm just here to show you that a lot of these YouTube guys that are doing reaction videos are not breaking it down. They're not breaking this shit down correctly. But let's scoot up ahead. Let's see where we're at on this shit. So we can get into it. But guys, let's get into it, guys. If y'all want to call in, I'm going to open the lines up as well. Lines are open if you want to call in. We would love to hear from you. And, here's the thing. And I see what you're saying. Here's the thing. And you make a very great point. And same thing with you, Lake. And this is what I'm saying. There's no solution in crying about things. He's not teaching these guys to master themselves or anything like that, because you can say master yourself, but he's not teaching them anything. He's not. You're right. I agree. Jumper, you're right. It's funny how people defend him, yet he cannot even defend himself. Right? You know what's so weird? People are defending somebody that is not even defending itself and is getting his ass ate the fuck up. Let's get into this interview. Let's see you. Let's listen. Let's get to this video interview. Let's go. Here we go. All right. Now, again, let's start it right here. With a lot of you guys that don't have game and have women running you all day, is that you never let anybody control the interview. What does transgender, listen to what I'm saying, guys, unless this guy has something to say about what he said about, but listen to me. Transgender has nothing to do with what Tate is doing. And if Tate was anything that had game in a man, he would even recognize this, man. He would even recognize that, look, why are we bringing up transgender when I said nothing about trans? Why are we taking this where you want to take it? And this is what I understand. Why do people allow people to take, and you see, you can't, and guys, this is very important. Please, guys, listen to me. Everyone listen to me. Please listen to this. You can't tell people to control themselves and to do these things around women when you can't even control an interview you have with a guy that was on America's Dance in UK or something, America's Dance Team. That's all he's doing is he ain't a threat. But as I said before, when he has his glasses off, you can see how weak he is. His glasses are his power base. But see, nobody says anything. But let's see what he says about this. Okay, wait. When has the traditional view of masculinity been red pill? When has the view of the world been about clothes, money, and status? When has the view of masculinity back in the day been about using words like be on my purpose or not even jerking off, knowing that the not jerking off thing came in 2011 when some loser went on Reddit, but y'all know that whole thing. So how can you say he's trying to get guys back to what they used to be when everything he's doing is pushing them forward into a future of chaos? Men, I won't say they all wanted to get married, but men knew the value of their name. Okay? He knew the value of his name back in the day. He doesn't push your name. He doesn't push think. He doesn't, right. Well, let me see. See, let me say what you're saying. Think for themselves. He's not pushing a single mind. He's pushing a cult mentality. Okay. That's where the problem is. Thinking for yourself is not money, but he's trying to see, gentlemen, y'all don't know what men were. See, back in the day, your football coach can call you a straight up bitch. He could grab your fucking face mask. He could punch you in your chest. Back in the day, there was no trophies. If you sucked, you couldn't play. You had to sit on the sideline unless you had the ball, because that was the kid that took his ball home because his parents knew he was a loser. The only way you can get in is you play with their balls and footballs and baseballs and stuff like that. Back in the day, there were no trophies. There were no trophies back in the day. And men did not cry about women back in the day. So how is he saying he's bringing something back when he's pushing forward feminine propaganda? Oh, wait. Okay. Y'all see what I'm saying? Let me turn this music down. Let me turn this music off. Y'all see what I'm saying? See, okay. In the 80s, gentlemen, and the 70s and 60s and all that, if you wanted to talk to a woman, you had to get up off your ass and talk to a woman. If you wanted to do payphones, because people didn't have the internet, they wrote letters, pen pal letters, and they called them on the telephone. They didn't run behind them, worship them. You either was a man or you wasn't back in the day. That's what it was like back in the day. But the one thing men didn't do back in the day is that women had no place in men's spaces. Women didn't go to men bars and things like that. And you didn't see women on TV. You got sports centers, sports shows where there's a woman, video game shows with women. And again, I'm not being sexist. I'm just saying how it used to be back in the day. Back in the day, if someone was popping off his gums, they would meet up after school. And after they fucked each other up, they went outside and played. Back in the day, kids went outside. Back in the day, kids separated themselves from their mother. Even though there are a lot of single boys out there, they went outside and played kickball, wall ball, army dodgeball, pinball. They played throw up tackle. They played a game called smear the, I can't say it no more because we're in a different time right now. They played that. They would climb trees and climb houses back in the day. And they never sweated women. When they liked a girl, they walked up to her and told her what the deal was. And they didn't get around a bunch of other men crying about women back in the day. So how is he saying that he's trying to bring guys back to the day when he is bringing all these guys as a one-mind collective to cry? There were no such things as men spaces. There were no such thing. Yeah, I know about landlines. It was, see, before 10-10-3-2-1, because we used to get our ass beat, we would have to get a bag of quarters and go to a thing called a payphone, because if we went on, we made long-distance calls, we would get our asses beat because we ain't supposed to make long. That's a lot of money. So we would either do pen pals where we write girls, or we would get on the phone with a bunch of quarters and keep popping quarters into the thing. I'm telling you, this is how it was, okay? Yeah, no, the long core was at night. We were talking to girls late at night. We were supposed to go to bed. We would sneak the cord all the way in our bedroom. And we would talk like this to the girls because we knew our mom was coming. And when our mom came, we act like we were asleep. And then when mom walked away, we'd be like, yeah, back, how you doing? And then it's like, okay, I got to go. It's getting late. No, I don't want to let you go. Or they would sneak out of the house. That was back in the day. Back in the day, like I said, with football, see, y'all can't even play in the fucking heat. We had to go, and it didn't matter how hot that mother was. You're going to get out there. You're going to exercise. You're going to do a few laps, and then you're going to get around a circle of a bull. You're going to lay on your back and get your ass smashed. There was no participation trophies. Back in the 80s, late 70s, they had this thing called field day for you new guys. Field day was showing your fucking skills like a Roman gladiator. And guess what? You either got a blue ribbon, a red ribbon, or a white ribbon. And everybody else sucked. Second place was a first place loser. Third place was a second place loser. And everybody else sucked. That's how it was. And if you sucked, you didn't get picked. And if you couldn't get women, you were a punk. And if you were weak, they bullied you and pushed you around and whipped your ass, stuck their food in your feet and your food, pushed your face in the toilet. But again, you want to go back there? These guys can't handle that. That's why I keep telling all y'all fucking LeBron fans. LeBron couldn't make it in the fucking 80s or fucking 90s. You think he can go against Detroit, the Detroit Pistons like Michael Jordan did, or play the New York Knicks? Shit. The fuck out of here. But anyway, but what I'm saying to y'all guys out here, I'm saying that he's not bringing it back to masculinity. So let's continue. But he's not. He's not bringing it back to the 80s. I'm from the 80s. I'm from a lot of us here are old school. That's why we keep an old school traditions. But this motherfucker ain't keeping old school traditions. Stop. Okay. I will say this again. This is the problem. Your parents should teach you how to be a responsible person. That means that you go out into the world and you get a job. You are not your car. You're not your job. You're not your money. And you're not the women that you deal with. Those are just toys that you have. But to sit here and tell these young boys, this is what you need to be a man, is crippling the world today. It's crippling our society. because these young boys have a false sense of reality, thinking my worth is a car. Now, gentlemen, don't get me wrong. I understand if you're in high school, and a lot of boys had rims, spinners, and woofers in their car. That was fine. That's high school. I get it. But now you're a grown-ass man, and making money, that's responsible. And you're telling me a woman makes you a man? See, this is where the problem is. But I know it's amazing. People are doing these YouTubes on this guy, and nobody's calling him out for the bullshit that he's saying. Right. See, it's easy to be a fan of somebody that teaches you to run away from yourself. Run away from the fact that you have not mastered yourself. Run away from the fact that you don't have the way to talk about women and all this other stuff, okay? Steve, you talk about blaming the man. You're a generation of blame. Why? Wait a second. You're saying, Steve, you talk about blaming the man. Your generation is to blame to why it's solved today. You guys are the one who raised future generations. Well, Mr. Thompson, that's not a true statement. That's not a true statement, Mr. Thompson. How can my generation be that way? Our generation wasn't that way, Mr. Thompson. My kids aren't that way, Mr. Thompson. So I don't give a fuck about somebody else's generation. But Mr. Thompson, and because I know you won't call in, let's look at you for a second. I can't help if your daddy wasn't around. And I can't help if he was around, he was a bitch. And I can't help it that you were mommy's motherfucking boy. So why are you getting all fucking mad? I can't help it if you ain't shit and you act like your fucking mother. I can't help that shit that your daddy saw your mother and he knew that she wasn't shit and he rolled the fuck out. And she knew he had you and he knew you were going to be a sucker. So he didn't want to take care of you. So what the fuck are you talking about? Why are you getting mad? Because your daddy didn't love you. Why are you getting your mad? Your daddy realized he had a son, and instead of being a proud father, he knew you wasn't going to be shit. So maybe he rolled the fuck out. And if your daddy is around, Mr. Thompson, he has fucking failed you, sir. Listen to what you're doing. You're getting all mad. Why are you getting upset? Why? There's no reason to get upset. Don't get mad. I can't help it if your mother wants shit. Come on, man. The fuck? Why are y'all going to blame people? You see, you want to know what they taught us back in the day? A man doesn't blame anybody for anything that he does because it's nobody's fault but his own. So what the fuck? Why are you going to blame somebody else for something that's going wrong with your bitch-ass life? Hey, look, what you need to do is go to your mom and ask your mom why you wasn't good enough to be loved by your fucking dad. And that's why you act more like your mom. That's what you need to do. And I'm not trying to be funny, but I'm saying, it's amazing why you just lashing out like that, man. That's a lot of mommy in you, sir. There's no reason to be all mad, dog. You just ain't shit. You can't get any women. You're a loser. And remember, everybody can't win. Everybody can't be a man. So that's why the majority of you lost motherfucking losers follow someone to teach you how to be a bigger loser. Jesus Christ. You actually think money makes a man? The fuck out of here, man. That's not the truth. But I'm going to keep going. Mr. Thompson, please feel free to call in because I would love to hear what you got to say. But I know you won't do that because see, if you're from the 80s, you would call in and stand on your fucking square. But you don't know about your square because you're standing on Tampax right now. What a fucking shame. What a fucking shame. But see, that goes to show you what you are. You made a statement. Call in. Back it up. I'd like to talk to you and see what the fuck is wrong with you. Because unlike him, I want to break you free of this gay ass. That always goes, I mean, see this, okay. All right. I'm not bashing a woman. I've never why would I bash a woman? I said your mother wasn't shit. I didn't say your mother ain't shit to me. I ain't fuck with your mother. Okay? How am I bashing women? What have I said to bash women? Tell me one thing I've said to bash women. I mean, don't you remember yesterday a few women called in and told me they agree with what I'm saying? So I'm not really bashing women. I'm not bashing women. I'm just telling you straight. Tell me one thing I said to bash women. I'd like to know what I said to bash women. Let's keep going. I'm waiting for them to say it. Wait a second. Okay. All right. You don't want to see men in dresses. He's right. But look at the mental thinking of a man. You don't think he's got a mental dress on? Guys, you guys don't think. Okay. And I say this because what's amazing is how is it that people that are watching this thing that do reality or reaction shows don't see what a dress is. A mental dress is when you don't take responsibility for anything. Check. A mental dress is you want everybody to feel sorry for you like a woman. Check. A mental dress is riding the coattails of another man like you're in love with him. Check. And I always say, if you're gay, be gay. A mental dress is somebody that's always complaining. A mental dress is always running away from things. But he's trying to say mental dress is that you think other people out there to purposely hurt you. You believe that you're being mistreated by the world or the world is being unfair to you. That's a mental dress. When things don't go your way, you complain. That's a mental dress. See, in the 80s, they called that a punk, but I'm going to keep it nice because I don't want to hurt your feelings. Now, a mental dress is that you believe that you're not responsible for everything that happens in your life. That's a mental dress. A mental dress is you think the world is a scary, bad place. That's a mental dress. But in the 80s, they called those guys sissies. You guys think a mental dress is you feel powerless to change your circumstances. That's a mental dress. You think you're being attacked and accused of things. That's a mental dress. You refuse to analyze yourself. That's a mental dress. And you constantly put yourself down. That's a mental dress. So what out there makes you guys think that you're not wearing a mental dress? Okay? I'm saying, what do you think out there? Okay? So, Mr. Thompson, look, I'm going to give you one more chance. I'm trying to be nice. Please, I'm going to give you a chance to call into the show, but if you say anything else, I will let you go, okay? Because this isn't for you. Okay, this is for you. But we would call those guys punks and sissies. And we use the word F, but I can't use that word F because that F word that I would use is not a nice word to say. So I can't use it because if it was the 80s, they say it all the motherfucking time. But I'm not allowed to say that because that is... gonna hurt more feelings. So I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. But this is exactly what I'm talking about. So what does he mean? Right. Thank you, Freelance. So what I'm saying is okay, fine. Okay, listen. And all you Tate fanboys, finally, after I don't know how many, damn near almost an hour, he finally is taking an offensive. Finally. But I'm sure this is going to wear down. He's going to go back. But he's finally taking offensive. I'll give him credit for that. All right, but here's the weird thing, and I'm not trying to be a dick because he's right about what he's saying, but let me ask y'all guys a question. These guys can't even get a woman, so what is he fucking talking about? Wait. The majority of these guys cannot communicate to a woman, so how can he even talk this way about a woman when he's lying? The majority of these guys are losers and failures when it comes to women. They can't even talk to a woman. They don't even know how to communicate. And So he's right, but these guys, that his fanboys can't get women. He's right. No. Okay. As a man, the reason why you have the power, if he had power, gentlemen, is like I told you guys before. No, that motherfucker didn't call it in. But like I said to you guys before, women give us the power to have power over them. Women want to be led. Women want to be told what to do. And I'm not saying telling her to murder somebody or anything like that. No, nothing like that. But they would like to be told what to do. Okay? All right? That's what I'm saying. Okay? No, I don't fuck with him. I'm a man. Why would I fuck with another man, Joe? What, Joe, that's crazy. Joe, this is a man space. We don't fuck with other men. We're independent thinkers, dude. That's over by the. And if you want to be gay, I don't knock anybody for being homosexual. If you guys fuck with other men, please do that. I think that's your choice. It's your body, your choice. I'm not here to judge you for fucking with other men. But over here, we don't fuck with other men. We're independent thinkers. Let me continue. Well, no, I'm not joking, Joe. And do you understand? Why would I support somebody that's weak? Okay, yes, but he's saying, does he have the power to force her? And he says, no. Well, he does, okay, but Z, I thank you for what you're saying, sir, but he does have the power. And the power that he has, Z, is a woman gives man power, and she's waiting to be told what to do. Now, for a lot of you guys that are new here, we call that in the man space, the real man space, the real men, it's called we call it the law of Jill Scott. And that's what this means. So that's power over the woman. I've got the power to say no to her. I've got the power to walk away. I got the power to approach her. I got the power to let her know what's on my mind. I got the power to say I want to have sex with you, and I got the power to say you ain't special to me. I got the power of all those things. But you must understand, if you are around me, you will never have any kind of a power over me. And we are not equal at all. So I have no problem saying I do have power over that person. And that person has the power to leave if they don't like the situation. So what is wrong with saying, this is what I'm saying. Because when he puts on his glasses, he's totally different. It doesn't make any sense for all you guys that listen to him. It's odd that without his glasses, he is getting his ass ate the fuck up. Here we go. All right, excuse me. Lord, not Lord. I don't think you understand what game actually is. Allow me to help you, because apparently you don't understand what you're saying. Why would I get, I don't think, right, you don't know who I am, so I'm gonna try to help you out here. A man doesn't get girls, dude. I think you in a space where you think I'm a rump. Why would a fucker, why would I get a girl? Well, what does that mean? And number two, I don't mess with girls because they're too young. And I don't get women. Men don't get things. Those things come to us, something that you don't understand because you don't understand game. Do I get? Let me, oh, excuse me. Wait, let me ask you a question. So do we get going? I don't think Lord knows. See, a lot of guys that come from these soft-ass spaces think, yeah, we got to be like you. We gotta run behind women, and we got to get women. Men don't get women. What is this get thing that y'all have? So hopefully you can learn, okay? Thank you. See, I don't understand what he means by get. Well, okay, you meant one. Sir, again, a man doesn't get women, okay? He doesn't get, okay? All right, here we go. I'm going to keep going. Thank you. I appreciate y'all guys here. If y'all want to call in, please, and I'll answer your questions. Please just put a queue, okay? Here we go. No, that is a fucking, no, fuck no. No. Mm-mm. No, that's not true. All right, I explained to y'all guys, and this is why I worry about what he's saying. Now, I'm going to give you two different perspectives of why I'm going to show you bullshit and what he's saying. If that woman doesn't have, okay, let me explain some of y'all guys that he doesn't know, because apparently he's not married or anything, or I guess he is and he's hiding it, whatever his thing is, I don't know. But there is no, what do you mean team? What do y'all guys mean team? You never, ever discuss finances with any woman. You never tell a woman what you do for a living. You never show women your bank account. And you never discuss money with a woman that doesn't have your name, your last name. And even if a woman does have your last name, if she can manage money better than you, then she has the high position of moving the money. But if you have knowledge of your money and how to finance and move your money right, then you do, because her money becomes your money. Do y'all not understand this? What is this team thing? I don't understand what a team. What do you mean by team when it comes to finances? Look, as a king, okay, you can dole out what you want somebody to be. Okay, if you have, now let's say, now when she's your wife, if you are living with somebody or dating someone in a relationship with someone, she should not see your money. So where is this team financial shit come in at? Because he's not married, apparently. He has a girlfriend. So what is this team shit he's telling y'all? And y'all think that this guy, this is, y'all don't even see it. How do these guys that have game don't see that you don't discuss money with any woman, okay? Either you said a woman gives men power. Why is our power congruent in someone else's permission? Can you go in more depth of that? Wait, what'd you say? You said earlier, not either. Earlier you said a woman gives men power. No, gives her power to the man, okay? Why is our power congruent with someone else's permissions? Can you go in depth? No, okay, thank you, Sunrise. What I'm saying is this. What a woman will do around a man is they would submit. It's just like in nature. I mean, you see it in nature shows all the time. When a woman is around, okay, in nature, okay, you know when a lion takes over pride, the lion will unfortunately destroy the kid, so the female lion will go in heat, and she will bear his kids. What I'm saying is that a man doesn't seek permission by no one except his boss to do something at work. But outside of that, you don't ask a woman for permission or anything. You can ask what she thinks about something and you make the final decision. But a lot of women give away the power to allow you to lead them because they love structure and they love individuals that's going to move them where they need to go. You know, this is my man. You see what I'm saying? All right. Well, I don't, Lord, we're not talking about Alex Jones, my friend. Just keep it on the street. I've seen Alex Jones, but just keep it on the street, buddy, okay? I ask your questions, like see how Sunrise did it? He put a question in there, okay? Just ask a question. I'll be happy. I'm here for you, brother. But anyway, what I'm saying is that if you're in a relationship, it is not your job to buy her weave. It's not your job to buy her mascara. It's not your job to pay her bills. It's not your job to pay her phone bill. It's not your job to give her gas money, even if you're living with her. Guys, as I told you before, even when you're living with a woman, I even tell you guys as well, Alon, I got you. I even tell you guys as well that you guys should have a joint bank account when you're living with a woman. And the only reason I tell you guys that is because I thank you, Lord. I appreciate that. But what I'm saying to you guys, and I say it with respect, dog. What I'm saying is that when you have a woman live with you, you have a joint bank account because if the bills are $2,000. I mean, rent. Listen to me. Rent, entertainment, food. If that equals $2,000, she puts $1,000 in that middle account. You put $1,000 in that middle account. Your money is your money. Her money is her money. If you decide to get engaged to her, you need to look at her books. You need to know her credit score. Don't marry no one with bad credit. If she got backed up money issues, do not marry in debt. Do not marry debt. She's got to clean that shit up. I'm saying you got to look at the books. What are you spending your money on? How much money are you bringing in? How much money? So there is no team in this. Where is the team at with finances? It just doesn't work that way. And I'm being honest with you guys. There is no team in that shit. Never. Tate showed frustration in the interview. Do you think he's telling Pierce to let him speak later? Well, again, maybe he's manning up. I can't really check because I'm not him, brother. I don't know what he's doing, but he's actually losing this shit. Is it always good to take the lead when a woman seems defenseless? Defenseless. Well, no. Okay, all right. KS, listen. What I'm saying is that women are allowed to have thought. She's allowed to think and feel and have an idea of what she wants. But those ideas are meaningless to me if it deals with me changing who I am for her. Do you see what I'm saying? She may feel that I should do fill in the line. You see what I'm saying? Because a lot of women, if she has a problem, there's the door. I can solve the problem because a man should be solution-based. So, again, there's no such thing as a woman problem. And that's what blows my mind away when guys think women have problems. Women are issues and problems because a man should be easily to dismiss a woman if she's disrespectful. And, yes, you train people how to treat you. But she knows what, okay, listen to me. You want to know why she gets in a relationship with you real quick, guys? Because what you are, she knows that you are a tough nail motherfucking man. So there's no, surprise. Like, surprise, I'm not a man anymore. I was just playing a role of a man. No, there's nothing like that. You're a man. So listen to me. She knows what she's getting into, okay? She knows what she's getting into. And what I'm saying is that she knows what she's dealing with. So she knows what she's getting into. So she makes the choice of getting into it. We don't talk about other people here, but I will answer your question. Do you think about these people or whatever? Okay. What I want you, okay, Lord, I don't think you saw it. And I feel like I need to download it. But what you need to see is when Sacco came on our show, okay, I don't think you wait. Before I answer this question, Sacco or Sneeko, Sneeko, not Sacco, I'm sorry, it's not Sacco, excuse me. Sneeko came on to our show trying to spew red pill rhetoric live on a show. And he had this woman putting on his makeup while he was speaking his rhetoric. Live on the show, I ran game on that woman that was there and blew his fucking mind. You don't believe, look at it. If you want me to pull it up and show you, I can show you. Because the same guy that was complaining about women, he saw me like that make that woman smile, laugh, blush, ran nothing but game unscripted. Unscripted. And Sneeko said, wow. I don't think you know that. But if you like, Lord, just say the word and I'll pull that up and show you live where he was starting to talk that red pill rhetoric. I clipped that shit and I showed him game with that woman that he was with. So if you want me to show you that, I will. But give me your thing. All right. They are telling people to, all right. Fit pretend that they are telling people the truth and actually lie to friends so they can stay in the top 1%. Well, it's not, okay, click. I'm not knocking. Listen, everybody has a right to say what they want to say. Even the Klan has a right to say racist things. It is the person that makes the choice. You choose who you follow. But then you can't make an excuse when you get ate the fuck up by the thing you talking shit about. You can't get mad at women. If you follow guys that talk shit about women, you can't get mad at those guys, mad at women when women eat you up. So I just letting you know that I think you might have missed that. You might have missed that clip. But Lord, you let me know, Lord, if you want me to pause this shit and go to that Sneeko clip and show you how I was running game, why Sneeko or why he was live on the air about to spew some red pill rhetoric, I squashed that shit. And then I showed him game with that woman right live on the air where that motherfucker said, wow, because game is what game does. So I'm a bad, so again, you got to understand you're new here. So you got to understand you're talking to a bad motherfucker here. You got to understand, okay? Yeah, and Ty was there too. Ty was there too, okay? So let me get to Mr. Mamba. Mr. Mamba, Mr. Mamba, I ask you kindly to please push aside your love affair with this man, push aside your feminine thanks, your thoughts, and I want you to use this weird thing that you don't use as logic. I've already broken down in the first show why he's already full of shit. He told you guys that you should not mess with 25-year-olds because 19-year-olds, this is just one thing. He told you guys 25-year-olds are used up more than a 19-year-old, which is not a fact. And then he told you, then he said on the show that he messes with 25-year-olds. And wait, the same guy telling you to mess with a 19-year-old is messing with a 25-year-old. And then he said he didn't say it. But see, you gotta push the, and look, ladies, I always give ladies a pass when it comes to having an emotional attachment. You know, they do that with soap operas and TV shows, you know, Lifetime Channel, We Channel. But as a man, you got to push aside your love affair and look at the fucking facts. That's all I'm showing you right here is breaking down fucking fact right here. And if you can't even see it, then I can't help you. I mean, it's just amazing how you come in and automatically assume that he did get completely destroyed. Because look how this motherfucker's acting. Oh, wait. Whoa. What are we again? Wait a second. What are we deciding as a team? The only thing we will start. Okay, let me give y'all some game. The only thing we're going to start deciding as a team is if I want to give you my last name, is at that point we're going to decide this type of schooling our kids are going to go to. We're going to talk about college. We're going to have a 5-year, 10-year plan. We're going to talk about Halloween, holidays, religion, politics. We're going to talk about having a strong front, that team. But as I said before, he's talking about finances. You do not, there is no even in finances. You're paying the bills, or you're going to let her pay the bills and you look at the books, but you allot her a certain little amount of change, give her $100, $200 to, you know, some fuck off money, let her buy her weave if she buys weave or her clothes and all this stuff. But you got to manage the money because this is why divorce happens that he doesn't understand is because the mismanagement of money. Because a lot of you guys let these women have these one day fairy tales to show off in front of women. I always tell you guys, if you want to get married, go to the courthouse or take her to Vegas. And if you can make over 10 years, you get past 10 years, then you have a wedding. But don't waste your money. Don't buy an expensive ring. Don't waste 3 months of your thing over somebody. Because let me tell you, you have all that. She buys all that shit. Hat. She's a princess. Oh, it's a beautiful day. And you know what? They roll right into debt. That fucks up the marriage. So as a man, you must truly stay on that, okay? All right? You must truly stay on that, okay? Here we go. Let's see here. All right, so we keep going. Okay, so if y'all want to call me, y'all can. Let's keep listening to this shit. Here we go. I agree. See that, guys? I agree with them. See, I agree a few things. I agree with this. Gentlemen, if you tell a woman to do something or not to do something, she wants to do it, that's on her to do it. But here's the thing. If she doesn't have your last name, you shouldn't be telling her shit. You have no right to tell a woman what to do, nor does she have a right to tell you what to do if y'all ain't fucking even married. And you know, that's how, you see how cold game is? That means a woman can't tell you what to ever do. She can suggest things, but she cannot tell you what to do. But see, this is why men thrive, because men don't tell women what to do. See, again, when you have game, women will come up to you and ask you, what is your opinion about this dress? What do you think about this? And what do you think about that? You see what I'm saying? What do you think about these things? But they want to hear your opinion because they value your opinion. But sometimes when you don't tell them, I've had women cry and get upset. Why don't you ever, and again, I do tell you guys, I do say after a date where a lot of y'all guys fuck up, I always say if it's late at night, you walk her to her door, walk her to her car if it's past one. You know, if you smash and it's one in the morning, walk her to her car and tell her just to call me so I know you got home safely. That's it. Outside that. But again, she doesn't have to, but you can put it out there, okay? You said, could you elaborate on the 10 years before marriage? What do you mean 10 years of what? Why would you wait 10 years before marriage? What do you mean 10 years? Wait a second. You shouldn't be with a woman for no, listen, if you don't want to have kids, why do you guys get in relationships? I don't understand. What does that mean? Why would y'all do that? Okay? All right? Wait. I don't know what that means. Hey, Muhammad, answer that question again. I don't know what you mean by that. How to program your mind to keep it giving you option to avert? Well, that's what game does. Oh, the wedding after 10 years. Okay, this is what I'm saying to you guys. Okay. The vetting process. Let me just show y'all real quick, because no one tells you this. We are the only ones that break this down. There's nobody on YouTube breaks it down, because I invented this. That's why I know no one tells you on YouTube. There are three circles. There's the meeting and dating. There's a relationship. There's living together. There's engagement. There's marriage. And I say that fatherhood after marriage. Never fucking have them damn kids before marriage. And I'm not knocking you guys if y'all do that. As a man, you should have an idea of what your expectations are in all these phases. So when you're meeting and dating a woman, you should have an expectation. And if she hits that expectation, before you move her to the next thing, you have a powwow with her, letting her know what the next set of expectations might be for yourself. And here's the beautiful thing about it. If she says no, we just fall back to booty call and fuck it. See that, guys? See how easy that is? She has every right to say no, and I got every right to just fall back. But every phase, you have to have a powwow to set expectations. Because the expectations of dating a woman should not have the same expectations of a relationship. Relationships should not have the same expectations of moving her into your house. Moving your house is not the same expectations of an engagement. An engagement is not the same expectation of marriage. And children are not the same expectation of that as well. as high. Remember, she's going up that mountain. Remember, she's climbing up that mountain like Lord of the Rings, like those damn hobbits. They're going up that mountain to get your ring. So she must prove her value and her worth, that she is worthy of everything you're doing, okay? All right? And if she's not, then no. But that's my, listen, that's my whole point, Sunrise. Oh, that's my whole point. Give me a second. I'll get to CH. I'm sorry. Let me get to CH. I got Sunrise. You're right. Give me a second. Is it okay to cheat on a woman if you love someone? But, okay, CH, men don't fall in love. Men fall in respect. Women fall in love, okay? So please understand this, okay? Please understand this. Listen. This is why I tell you guys to be honest with women, okay? And this is why I tell you guys that she should – see, this – okay. I don't think y'all understand what it would be to live the life of a man. Let me explain that to you. They know not only do you have options, women are throwing pussy at you all the time. They know this, and they still fuck with you because being with a man overrides and supersedes being with the average motherfucker. It's like I told you, like bologna and steak, okay? It's a whole different thing. I don't want love because I love myself. I want respect. Fuck that love. But yes, I will love and honor and respect my children because that's my future. And that's where we're going. But I'm just saying that you are not tied to a – listen, if a woman cheats on you I don't know why y'all call it cheating. She's not your fucking wife. You're just two people playing house. And you're making these fake commitments. That's all y'all are doing. So if she's fucking around and you're fucking around, I don't know why y'all get all mad. Y'all got to accept. If you ain't got no game, she's going to fuck around on you. And if you have game, she's going to accept that you have other women. And I promise you, they're going to be fine with it. They might pout at first, but they will fucking go right in line. And I know a lot of ladies don't like hearing that, but they know what I'm talking about. And I'm not telling you anything that's not true. So I don't even see it as you cheating on her if y'all are just dating and messing around. What is the point of marriage if not to raise a family? That's my whole point. That's why I'm saying if you're not looking to raise a family, then you shouldn't, okay? Well, okay, you talk about prenup, but this is what I'm saying. You don't have to worry about a prenup if you know how to be a man, because you're not, this is why I keep telling you about single mothers, okay? The problem with a lot of you guys is y'all bring the child into the relationship. The child may have a father, or the child, you shouldn't even deal with the child, because that child should be the last thing you run into, depending on how serious you get. But you never involve children. Yes, you may tell her if you're a father of a child to let her know you are a single father, making sure that you let her know that you are involved with the mother in some capacity, that if you call me and I'm with my baby mama, or so to speak, you get angry, I'm going to dismiss you. Because I'm going to let you know I'm not there to smash or anything. But see, this is a lot of people don't live like men. Y'all are not in control of everything you do. Thus, there's a problem. Okay? So I'm going to keep going. I know if y'all got questions, please ask. I'm sorry. But let me keep playing this, okay? And if y'all got questions, ask. But we're going to keep this going. All right, let me stop that. Oh, wait, let's see what he says. Hold on, let's see what he says. Whoa. Okay. See that, guys? Absolutely. But wait. Now I'm going to press play, but give me a second. I'm going to show. Now, remember I told you guys. Now, y'all should know this. Now, I want y'all to see how the man should be thinking. What he said, I agree with. See that, guys? I agree with this. But how much you want to bet I'm going to have a disagreement? And I'm going to show you where I'm going to have the disagreement before I even press play. Remember, gentlemen, when you answer a question, you just don't answer a fucking question. And I don't care if it's with a woman or somebody interview. You never give a one or two word answer or a quick sentence or statement. You have got to be able to force the hand and take more offense by defending it. You talk why you can defend it, and then let them come back, and then you stand on and express it. So, again, Tate is right. I agree. He's right on this. But the question is he going to defend the statement, or is he going to let that guy cross him and keep popping off his gums? He's right. He's right. Everything y'all do is a choice. See, this is why I agree with Tate. Listen, I see that, guys. I want to let y'all know I agree with him right here. Y'all think I'm just going to say everything is wrong. I agree with him right now. But listen to what I'm saying right here, okay? What I'm saying is that if he was smart, he can easily kill this one right here. He can easily say, listen, nobody was born with depression. Nobody was born with fear. Nobody was born with worry. Nobody was born with fucking feelings and emotion. They created that. This is an easy way to take more offense right now. He's right. But now is the time to go forward and smash him on the statement. Now's the time. And I hope he does it, but I know he ain't. But I hope he does it. Now's the time to let him know that you're not born depressed. That's bullshit. He's right about what he's saying. But people take on emotions. Now, ladies, I give it. Ladies are allowed to be depressed and eat their feelings with chocolate cake, ladies. Remember, I give ladies a free pass because they're supposed to be emotional. But depression comes from an attachment from something they got from mommy to a point where they're so depressed about themselves that they take on. So Tate is right. Tate is right here. But I want to know if he continues. Let's see what he does real quick. That is real. Yes, I'm an artist. That is real. That's some real shit. I'm being honest. PTSD is real. That's some real shit. It's one thing to be in your house and don't do anything, then all of a sudden you feel depressed. But you get in that front line in the battlefield, it can change a man. I agree. I agree with Tate on this. All right, stop. Wait. See, I'm going to give him credit. I give him a check. First time, I'll give him a check. See that, guys? I want you to learn from it that this is the first time he made a statement and he's standing on the statement. That's what men do. See that, guys? I am simply letting y'all guys and showing y'all guys that, yes, see that? I'm not going to knock him for everything. This is great. I'm going to give him an A-plus on this. Woo! Woo! All right, Tate. All right, see that, guys? First time. I am giving him props. Look, guys, I'm giving him props. Hold on. This guy says I have about $5 million in property. I go to the gym and staff, but I do not want to get used. So what should I do not to be used? It has happened. Well, Jay, your problem is and for all my man mindset independent thinkers or my meat peel guys, you can see this gentleman, and I think I appreciate what you're saying. Your money doesn't make you a man. You're not a man, and your muscles don't make you a man. I'm glad that you are able to accumulate money, and I'm glad you're able to work on your body, but you're just a shell of somebody. You ain't got no game, no mouthpiece, and women see bitch in you, and I say this with love. Your pussy is tight. You're a tight pussy millionaire with a nice body, I guess that's what you're saying. So you don't have any game. So your problem is you're trying to stand on something, but you're not standing on anything. Because, no, I'm not trying to wish bad on you. You can lose your money tomorrow, and you would definitely lose your body as you get in your 80s and 90s and shit if you live that long. So you can lose those two things. So you're left with your weak-ass mind, and that's what women don't find sexually attractive. So I hope that was able to answer your question, sir. But, again, guys, y'all see that, guys. I'm giving him credit here. You see that, guys? I'm not over here just to knock him. PTSD is true. I think he is on point, okay? I think that what he's saying is finally what he should have been saying from the beginning. If he would have held this, I would say he would have kicked that guy's ass because listen to him. He's being real. This is very good. Here we go. Keep talking, Tate. See, stop. See what he's doing? Wait, guys, remember I showed you. I just showed you before. See, this is how cold game is. Look, he's doing it. He's knowing the why, defending, standing, and expressing. That's why I'm giving him the credit. See that, guys? For the first time in the interview, he finally is taking the lead, and he's playing offense and not defense. So, guys, he gets an A+. He's been failing. This is his first A+. I'm going to keep playing. I just want this good. This is good. Whoa, wait. I don't think y'all see what happened. I don't think you know. Now, this is a lesson in game because nobody's going to teach you this. I don't think y'all saw what happened. I want y'all to go. If I have to go back and show y'all, I will. But I think y'all missed it. Gentlemen, the whole night so far, he was never doing this. And when he was never doing what you see on the right-hand side, right, gentlemen? Pierce is running his fucking mouth, right? But the one fucking time he hit and stood on his square, he knew the why, defended it, standing on the square. And guess what Pierce did? He shut his fucking ass up. Do y'all see that? I want to show y'all because I want y'all to see that this is what people aren't showing you. Do y'all see that? Do y'all see that? Well, it's not about both men agreeing. What I'm saying is that he shut up the interviewer who was controlling the whole interview. If this was taped the whole night, that motherfucker would have lost this argument. He finally stood his ground. That's what I was saying to y'all guys. He finally spoke like a fucking man. And what that dude say? I fucking agree. He didn't say anything else, but I agree. 97, he said, if I can't lead a woman, do I stop trying to talk to women until I lead myself? No, you need, this is why you guys need a mentor. You cannot do it yourself, and I don't want you to stop. A mentor is going to tell you to keep getting knocked down. You want to keep going to the burning building and the fire and going in to get with the bullets. You cannot run away from your fears, man. Hopefully, I would tell you, dude, watch the movie It. That'll help you out, okay? Because the only way you'll realize they destroyed that motherfucker was not fearing him. So you have a lot of fears, okay? But anyway, do y'all see that? I want to let y'all know that I'm giving a question. Hold on. This is a stupid question, but how do you talk down to a gay guy approaching you without escalating an argument? Well, sir, listen. Just say I'm not in. I like women and I'm not interested. Okay, that's all. Just say I'm not interested. Okay, and I that's weird to me. Why would a guy ask? Anyway, let me get back to Tate. No, fuck no, fuck no. See why? Now he gets a fail. He just when I gave him his A. I gotta fail him. This is why y'all guys lose with women. That guy is doing what women do to weak guys. The guy has been interrupting Tate, cutting Tate off, over-talking him, and not allowing him to talk. And then he has the nerve to say, don't do that to me. So why didn't Tate say to him, you've been doing this to me? I'm going to press play. Because if Tate just doesn't say anything, dude, come on, man. I got to fail him. I'm going to press play. Tate has to, gentlemen, this is the moment here. Because I want to show you the why. I'm not here to knock him. This is the moment for Tate to do the same exact thing he did before. Okay, gentlemen? Let's find out. Oh, my fucking God. I'm going to play that again, guys. I think y'all missed the whole point. Y'all listen to this. Listen to this. Listen. Here we go. Now, remember, after he agrees, listen to what Pierce said to him, and he just shut the fuck up. This is, he fails. He fails. Why are you going to let, why are you going to let him interrupt you? And then when you interrupt him, he's going to tell you why you interrupted me, and you ain't going to say shit. Gentlemen, I'm trying to show you. See, I want to break this down to show you game. Because a man is going, like Tate did with the PSD, I wish he would have done the same thing by telling this guy, from the moment I started talking, you have been interrupting me, over-talking me, and you did not allow me to go forward, okay? Okay, I wish he said that, but he didn't. No, we're going to go through, listen, I'm giving him grades. Every little piece, he's got one A. The whole night he's been fucking up. He just fucked up again. Because look how quiet he gets. Watch this. Well, get him, Tate. No. There's no such thing as fear. There's no such thing as fear. There's no such thing as depression. There's no such thing as fear. There's no such thing as depression. You are not born with fear. You are not born with depression. So don't give me that bullshit. And I hope Tate stands up like a man and defends that position. Now, remember, guys, I gave him an A for defending it before. Now, watch, I'm going to fail him. If he sits here and let this motherfucker across from him say this shit, fail. He better stand on this shit. Oh, my Jesus Christ. Yes. Oh. No, he's right. There's no such... Gentlemen, I say to all y'all guys, listen to me. I promise you, if you were clinically depressed when you were going to the egg, you wouldn't be here. If you were clinically depressed, you wouldn't be here, okay? All right? All right? If you were, okay? Listen to what I'm saying to y'all guys. There is no idea that it doesn't make any sense. This is a cop-out. But if you feel clinically depressed, go get your medicine. Go get your medicine. Because I keep telling you, y'all don't understand how the world works. You don't understand how medical clinics and how medical shit, y'all don't see the, again, Jay-Z said it best. Y'all don't see the doors behind the doors. You only see, the problem is y'all just see what's in front of you. You don't see how they create depression. You don't see, I'm going to use a taekwondo and unpack this. 111, I'll bring you in. Please, if you're saying something disrespectful, I'm going to hang up. If you got a question, I'll bring you in. Give me one second, 111. What I'm saying to you real quick before I bring in 111 is I want to give you all a walk down, okay? I want to get down, okay? Please listen to this. A young man is confused. A young man has a hard time getting a woman. A young man goes on YouTube to think he's going to learn himself by learning how to hate women. A young man gets in front of a woman and feels stupid, embarrassed, and all that other stuff. A young man then gets what? Depressed, or is depressed because he can't understand why he's not winning and other people are winning, blah, blah, blah. As soon as your mind makes the choice of the shift, or you make the choice of the shift you want to go to. Stand PTSD. I get that. If you're on the front lines and you're serving our country, I salute you. I think it's a great thing, and I'm sorry that you came out the way you came out. That is a real thing. I wholeheartedly agree, because a lot of guys can't handle the way war is. War is not a nice thing. War is not cuddly and fun. It's a lot of limbs, death, and there's a lot of connections you make with people that you lose like that. War is very heavy on some people, yes, and they will have that in their mind. But being depressed over a fucking woman, like being upset because you can't talk to a woman, being mad because your woman is walking all over you, how the fuck is that depressing? Let me bring in this caller. I'm going to say sir because I'm going to be nice. 111, how can I help you, sir? What's your question, sir?
Hey, what's up, D.A.? Andrew Tate was a professional kickboxer, 43-9. You can't get much alpha, more alpha than that.
Can I say something? You're right, sir. If it comes to kickboxing, I feel, and you hung up, but I feel if you come to kickboxing, I'm not going to knock his record as a kickboxer. That's slander. I'm not here for you to don't slander him because I don't know if that's a good record as a kickboxer. But what I'm saying is that he has enough knowledge as a kickboxer to teach kickboxing. Right, that is an I do. P, you're right. That's an I do. Yes. But what I'm saying is because he has experience as a kickboxer, whether he wins or loses, that's his field. His field is not game or being a man. That's not his field. He's in the octagon. I would shut up and listen to him just learn how to do a triangle choke and all that other stuff. But your money doesn't make you a man. It doesn't make any sense. But let me keep going. Thank you. I appreciate the call, but it's not about his record. I don't care. And that's what I'm saying. I don't care what his record is, but I'm not going to take away from the fact that he has training in the octagon. So if someone has training in the octagon and you need to learn about the octagon or learning how to grab and do chokeholds, he's the perfect guy for you. But that's all he knows. He doesn't. This ain't about game. Okay. Doing a sport doesn't make you alpha. Well, yeah, it doesn't. It doesn't make you, because remember, Manti Te'o was playing football and he was. And gentlemen, if you feel that you want to be with a man, this show is not here to judge or ridicule you. I'm just making a statement of what he's saying. Manti Te'o played football, made a lot of tackles, but he went home to a man every day. So, and again, okay, you're allowed to disagree, and there's a line. Call in and tell me why you disagree. Tell me why you disagree. There's the line. I'll come on in. Let's talk. But let me continue with this. But if you disagree and you're serious about it, call in. You know, I mean, this is why a lot of y'all lose. I'm trying to show you how to be men. I don't know if you're a woman or a man. But what I'm saying is that if you guys out here disagree, stand on your fucking disagreement and call in and we'll talk. But don't just say it because then that shows how weak you are. Weak people going to say some, oh, is it Michael Sam? Yeah, Michael Sam. Yeah, well, not talking about, I'm sorry. Thank you, James. James, I'm sorry. Manti Te'o had the fake girl. My bad. I knew he was a Dallas Cowboy for a second, but it kind of blurred me out. I'm sorry. I blanked out, dog. James, thank you, James. Thank you, James. Thank you, James. Thank you, James. James, you're right. You're right. Okay. Okay, but you're saying he's a man. How can you not? Okay. You can't be a man by telling other men to date 19-year-olds because they fuck less than 25-year-olds. That's not what men do. That's a fucking lie. You don't do that. You don't tell boys that kind of stuff. That's bad information. That's bad information, okay? All right? Well, no, he's a kickboxer, that's his skill and his craft. That has been his skill and his craft. And I'm not going to take away his skill and his craft. But as you can see, remember, this same guy who had a skill and a craft was talking shit when he had 500 people. And then when he blew up, he started retracting his statements. Men don't retract statements. Men don't retract statements. They stand on their statements, whether it's one person or a million people. But again, are you a woman or a man? Because I don't know what you are. Because a lot of you guys put on women faces and you're really dudes and shit. So I don't know what you are. Let me keep going. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Okay, hey. Hey, look. Look, he's going back up again. Hey. He gets an A. He gets an A. Okay, oh, sorry. Offended DJ, the statement he retracted is when he said that 19-year-olds be with 19-year-olds versus being with 25-year-olds. Then he said, I sleep with 25, 26, or 27-year-olds. And then when Pierce asked him the question again, he said no. He was moving the goalpost, dog. You got to pay attention. That's how we're breaking this down bit by bit. But he's right. I'm about to give him an A right here. There you go. Keep going, Tate. Don't fight. Go. God damn it. Tate gets an A. See that? 2A. Tate got 2 A's so far. Finally, he got another A+ because he's standing on what he's doing, okay? All right? He's finally standing on what he's saying, and I'm telling you guys, he's absolutely right. If you look at the, if you want to look at the core of every man's depression, 9 times out of 10, it has something to do with a goddamn woman. If you want to look at a man's depression, 9 times out of 10, it's got something to do with involving a woman. It's very rare. It can happen. It could be depressed over his job or something like that, or depressed that he's living on the street or something. But damn near all the time, it's going to have something to do with a woman. And Tate is right. If you can fix that little element, the woman out. Remember I tell you guys, y'all are 99% a man. Y'all are 99%. When it comes to your life, you're 99% at your core. I tell you that all the time. I'm the only one that tells you. You can pick up your keys when you want to. You can open a door, turn on a light, not feel depressed. You can turn your car on, not feel depressed. You can turn on a TV, grab a remote control, make sure you do all these things. But when you add a woman in to one thing, it's terrible, man. Yeah. Let's see. So, all right. So I'm giving him credit here. He gets an A, another A. Keep going, Tate. Nah, get him, Tate. Tate, tell him you're wrong. See, this is what, okay, guys, on the street, not pimping, but street game, not that book shit that y'all read, like, you know, Columbus was the first one to make it to America shit where they keep out the Moors and shit, man. When you know street game, because Tate's supposed to have a brother in him, where's the brother at? Where's the black man coming out with the street game, letting them know that, no, you're wrong. See, this is what I'm saying. As a motherfucking man, you're allowed to stand on what you believe in, and you're allowed to take the offense and tell them, don't let Pierce say that to you. Hey, guys, that's what a woman will do. A woman has a woman's going to say some sidebar shit. And if you do not check that behavior, listen, guys, you're rewarding her. So when he just said that disrespectful remark, Tate should have got in his motherfucking ass. I know he's half black, which is shocking me right now, because the motherfucking N in him should be coming out. I don't want to say that word, but it starts with an A and not an E-R. But that N in him should have came out and said, wait a second. Hold on, man. You know what? Tate should have been like this. Tate, you're wrong and everything. Well, you know, it's PL, so we got to take a commercial break. And back. And look here, bro. Let me tell you something, bitch. I don't know who the fuck you talking to. Look, either we can do this shit after commercial, we do shit right here, but motherfucker, don't you ever talk to me like that and shit. Who the fuck you talk? See, that should have been, again, I know there's a brother in him. It's kind of like with Darth Vader and Luke. Luke saw something in Vader, and he tried to get it out of him. I'm saying, Tate, where's the brother in you on the street that's going to tell that man he's wrong? You see what I'm saying? And I know a lot of y'all guys don't understand that. A lot of y'all guys don't understand that. But I will say there are some white guys, there's some Spanish guys, Asian guys going to talk the same way. So it's just not with black guys. But there's something that comes out in a man when somebody's disrespecting him that makes him have to check. Not hit. You don't hit women. You don't abuse or yell at them. But you got to have a powwow. This is a disrespect right here. And this is something that any coach would tell y'all, y'all need to bring this. This is a man moment right here. It's a man moment. That motherfucker was talking shit to Tate. Tate should lean a little bit forward and say, let me tell you something. I don't know who you're talking to like that, but I would appreciate it if you listen. I know we're on an interview and everything, but please don't disrespect me. I have not disrespected you. See, y'all guys, see, let me explain what's going on here. Because a lot of y'all guys live in this world of sugar and spice and know what everything's nice, and y'all want to talk all nice and kind and be Switzerland. Sorry if you're my Swiss viewers and then my French viewers. You know, I was about to say French, Canadian, you know. But I'm saying a lot of you guys out there, y'all want to be kind. And I keep telling y'all, you got to have a conquering mentality. You cannot allow people to talk shit to you. You cannot allow people to disrespect you. You're a king, warrior, and God. And I don't give a fuck where you're on, if it's an interview or not. You can lean in and tell them, listen, don't disrespect me. I've not disrespected you. But don't talk to me like I'm your child. And that's how he's talking, okay? That's what I'm telling y'all guys. Because if you're following him, he's teaching you how to be around a woman. Because a woman's going to check your punk card. A woman's going to check your punk card. A woman's going to see what kind of man you are. And based off of what you are to yourself and what you say and what you do, it's going to be the significance of your relationship. And this man right here just disrespected him. I'm telling y'all, it's a disrespect. It's a disrespect. But listen to me. I'm not going to get mad at Pierce. I'm going to get mad at Tate for not checking the behavior. If you, like Stephen A. Smith say, a leader of men, you must train these guys the same way. You see what I'm saying? You must be able to train these guys to do that. And if you don't, it isn't, man. Let me see what you're saying, my brother. You're saying, I think one of the biggest fears Tate had in his interview was his complete control of his composure. Alexander trying to get baited to a, okay, R-Dog, listen. And this is why I'm glad you're here, so you can learn how men really think and where men really are. Please listen to me, and I say this with love. Men don't get baited into shit. Because a man is always in control of himself. And a man is never going to let a woman lead him, an interviewer lead him, somebody interrupting or disrespecting him without checking the behavior. There lies the problem. There lies a problem with a lot of these guys that want to teach manhood. And if he's talking about the 80s, men do not ever allow anybody to talk to him the way that man's talking to him. And if you can't check that motherfucker, then you ain't no motherfucking man. That's some soft shit. Men stand on. See, this is the thing about a lot of y'all young kids out there that never have been around a real man. Real men stand on a motherfucking square. And if this guy, and I'm going to go back a little bit, and I'm telling you why I'm saying that to you young men, because it's not going to be Pierce doing this to you. It's going to be some woman realizing your pussy is tighter than hers. And I'm telling you, even in the laws of nature, when they can smell weakness, they can smell you got a little sugar in your fucking tank. They can smell your nuts having dropped from your stomach. If a woman can taste a little bit of fear and weakness, that's all Pierce is doing. He's taking advantage. See, what I'm saying is, now you can say, you know, like in a football game, sometimes teams like to play in certain elements to give the other team a disadvantage, right? What did Pierce do to give him his disadvantage? What was the first disadvantage he took away from him? Y'all don't even see it. he took his glasses away from him. As soon as he took his glasses away from him, he had a tactical advantage. Because if you look at every Tate video where he's talking shit, he's got his fucking sunglasses on. Pierce was cold and calculated, and y'all don't even see that. He got his glasses off because that's his hiding point. His glasses is a safety measure. He took that away from him. Now this motherfucker ain't even standing on shit. Do y'all see what I'm saying? As a man, if somebody's talking to you, and now listen, guys, if a woman is disrespecting you, even a guy's in your face disrespect, you're allowed to say, man, get the fuck out of my face, man. Don't talk to me that way. You're allowed to say that. But if you don't say it, you're showing the woman that you're weak. And women are going to pounce on you. Okay? Yes, I agree. Think about the tactics. See, I'm going beyond. See, this is what game does. It goes doors behind doors behind doors to let you see the perspective that you're supposed to see. I promise you, he made him take his glasses off for a tactical advantage. Okay? Okay, fitness, please listen to me. I'm not saying you wearing your fucking glasses to read. I'm saying his shades, okay? His shades, all right? His shades, okay? Whenever he had his shades on, he's always talking shit. When he has his shades on, he's standing on shit. When he has his shades on, he thinks he's Big Dick McGriff with his shades on. You take his shades off, you take his power away. From please call in Jacob. Jacob, I'm sorry. Let me give you the number. I apologize. The number's at the bottom, Jacob. But please call in, Jacob. I'd love to hear from you. Let me give you the number up top, Jacob. I'm sorry. I apologize. Let me put that up there. But what I'm saying to you guys, out the lines are open, Jacob. Please call in. What I'm saying is, guys, for y'all Bible aficionados, who is that person that got his hair cut? What was it? I mean, y'all Bible guys, who had his hair cut? Who was the guy in the Bible that had the strength? Come on, my Bible guys. Who had the strength in the Bible that got his hair cut or something like that, lost strength? Samson. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. So you see what I'm saying? You can't. Let me give y'all a quick example before I play this. And Jacob, you call it. Listen, before I play this, listen to me. What I'm trying to say to y'all guys is that what was on camera that Pierce asked him to take his shades off? Okay. I don't know what you are, guy or girl. I don't know what you are, but let me explain something to you. Okay. The man, this Pierce guy, did what any smart general would do. No, I'm explaining to you. You're not, I'm going to help you think. I got you. If you look at every tape, it's very rare that you see a tape video, okay, that he doesn't have his glasses off. What I'm saying is he used a tactical advantage by he took his glasses off. See, what y'all don't understand, and y'all understand game, is that the truth is here. This is where the truth is. Let me scoot up. The truth is in your fucking eyes. That's where the truth is. Hold on. Let me educate you something. Oh, Jesus Christ. Fuck. Hold on. Let me show you something. Now, I want to show you somebody that did something a long time ago, and I hate to bring this person up, but I want you to understand why people do what they do when they wear sunglasses for some people, why they do that, okay, to help you out, because you need to be educated. If you're a woman, allow me to educate you, because men like to educate women and elevate women, so allow me to educate you if that's possible. So I like to educate you, and I want you to meet this guy. And this guy is long gone, but I want you to know something. I want you to understand this guy right here. See, what y'all don't understand about cult figures and things like that, what they do is they hide behind the glasses. A lot of these guys out here, and this guy was one of these guys that was a preacher, but he His truth was in his eyes. The truth will always be in your fucking eyes, people. It can never be anywhere else but your eyes. And if you are stripped of hiding your eyes to show your truth, then what happens is people can take tactical advantages of that. And that's what I'm saying, okay? All right? No, it's just okay. And no, he didn't say it on the show. He made him take his glasses off before the show. I want y'all to think about that. Okay? Think about that. All right? Yeah, okay, but let's go with what he was saying. Hold on, let me see what he said. Let's go back. Find a little smidget. Let's go back a smidget. Here we go. Listen. Oh, wait a second. Excuse me. Wait. Brother. Hold on. Let me pause real quick. I wanted y'all to see how men act. DJ, I don't think you understand where you're at. Please understand this, okay? I don't give a fuck about you. Wait. Let me zoom back into me real quick before we get, excuse me, wait a second. Brother. I think you must have misinterpreted where you're at. I don't give a fuck what you think, and I'm not going to persuade. I'm not here to persuade. I am not here to persuade you. If you want to keep your fucking glasses on or your glasses off, do that. But I'm showing you how this shit works if you fucking listen. Listen. Boy, y'all crazy in this motherfucker. Let me get back to this shit. Back to this bullshit. Here we go. Now listen to what he says. Finally, I'm giving him an A+. Finally, I give him an A+. God damn it. This is what I love. Now, see? I want y'all to see this. This is what I wanted to see right here. This is what I wanted to see right here. Okay? This is what we needed to see. This is the motherfucker when he wears the glasses. This is him right here. See that right there? This is what we want to see right here, okay? Okay? No, whoa, modern. Whoa, hold on, buddy. Whoa, that's not true. All right, let me show you where you're wrong. You're saying the video shows that Tate's ability to point out how disgusting the character appears as. All right, now, let me watch this. Let me show you why you're the problem. Because women talk to fucking losers like this all the time. And you know what those bitches do? They buy them gifts, they buy them flowers, and they still take them out to dinner. So what the fuck are you talking about? It doesn't matter how disgusting his character is. Because you don't give a fuck how disgusting a woman's character is to you. You let women talk to you crazy. You let women disrespect you. You let women walk all over you. And guess what? They have the same disgusting character as Pierre has. So what? And? Oh, wait. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot. He's got y'all in the 80s. Hold on. I'm sorry. Hold on. I know what this is. Wait. Let me show you. Huh. I'm sorry. I know what this is. I apologize, guys. I know what this guy is saying, and I've got to myself apologize to you because I see exactly what this guy is saying right here. Give me a second. Let me show you guys. You see, oh shit, god damn it, that was a good one. Come on, give me another one. Let me see if I can find it. I see what this guy's saying. And let me show y'all something. Let me give y'all education, because this happened in the 70s, the late 70s. So there was a, now, and I'm going to show you why this guy that said that is a loser. I'm going to say, see what he's saying? I want to repeat this again so I can break this stupid ass statement down. This, what this fucking fool said. And I will connect something from the 70s, okay? To show y'all how idiotic this shit is. Idiot said that, and I quote, he said his ability to point out who said this guy's disgusting? But again, this is what you're saying. See, when I was a little kid, you know, there used to be a show called Scooby-Doo. And on every Scooby-Doo show, there was always a monster running around chasing Scooby-Doo. Now, see, the thing about me, I didn't know why Fred didn't really smash Thelma or why Shaggy didn't get Thelma, but that's here and over there. So, and every show, all they did was pull off the motherfucker's mask. So fucking what? What are you going to do about it? Is all you want to do. See, this is the gentlemen. This is a disease of the modern male. Remember, I told you, it's a disease worse than COVID. It's a disease called the modern male. What the fuck do you think, human, what do you think that is doing that, dumbass? Please explain that to me. By unmasking someone for having character bad character qualities? Or with someone who had game, wouldn't he teach you how to handle someone who has bad character qualities? See, this is the problem with y'all guys. Y'all think because you get a little information about a woman. See, that's, guys, I'm going to show you this guy. Shaggy wasn't fucking him. I think Fred was fucking him. Was it Fred? What's his name? Was it Fred, Shaggy, Thelma, Daphne, Shaggy, Scooby? The other guy, was he Fred? I think it was Fred. Whatever his fucking name. Okay, listen. Let me tell you about this guy right here and why most of you guys lose. All you do is look at women based off another man looking at a woman. That's y'all's problem. Because just because he's uncovering bad behavior, why ain't he being a man and checking the bad behavior? You know there's a lesson in this. Oh, it's Fred. Okay, thank you, Fred. Yeah, Fred was fucking. I think Fred was smashing and shit. But why don't you teach all your people how to handle when someone is being disrespectful, rude, and over-talking you, other than y'all soft motherfuckers say, oh, you know, it's not, oh my God, I can't believe he said that to poor Tate. Oh my God, I can't believe that woman was yelling at me. Why did she yell at me, buddy? I can't believe she was mean to me. I can't believe that she raised her voice to me. I can't believe she didn't call me. Dad, do y'all see what y'all create? Because all you do is look at an action and don't look at how to check, motherfucker. But see, as I can say, you ain't got no man in this shit. Jesus Christ. God damn, man. Yeah, hey, guy, real quick. Y'all didn't understand. Y'all don't know why you think, hold on. Why do you think Fred took wearing off with Thelma and Daphne and made Scooby and Shaggy go by themselves? Do you actually think he was finding the monster? Oh, I think Fred was funny. Let me bring in this caller. Erico, please give me your name and your age before we talk, please. What is your name? How old are you, sir? How can we help you, brother? Name and age, please. 702 going once. 702 going twice. Oh, my God. All right, call us back. So, yeah, I think Fred was fucking. No, well, Fred was fucking. Fred wasn't. I mean, we got to stop that, man. Let's get back to the show. Shit. Come on, man. Fred was getting head. Fred was fucking Daphne or Thelma. He was smashing. That's why he took it. We gonna go this way, and y'all motherfuckers go that way. And you always notice they ain't never around. If you ever notice Fred putting his belt buckle on every time. I know, thank you. I'll get back to the point. I'm sorry, doll. Here we go, here we go, here we go. Hey, gentlemen, 702, please, I'll bring you in 1 second. I'm going to let you fix your phone and shit before I bring you in. I agree with Tate 100%. I agree with Tate 100%. Okay? I agree with him. Y'all don't understand how people fuck your head up to make you take medicine, dude. And I will give Tate credit on this. I will give Fred went on no download. Anyway, I give Tate credit on this, because this right here is true. If you there are young men out there that are clinically depressed, but when they learn things that the average person doesn't teach them, and they learn their self-worth. Remember, a lot of young boys have a lot of mommy in them, low self-worth, low self-esteem. No self-identity, no self-concept. So that brings on a depression because they're out of order. And when a young boy's out of order, he makes this thing depressed. You see what I'm saying? All right, so I agree with Tate, but let me bring in this call. 702, can you please tell me your name and your age, sir, before you ask your question? 702, what is your name and your age, sir? What's up?
Hey, Steve, my name's Jacob. How you doing, bro?
Oh, hey, Jacob, call it. Oh, how you doing, Jacob? Did you have a question, sir? What's going on, my brother?
Yeah, homie. So my ex has been hitting me up, and she sent me a couple of texts, and I just wanted to know the best way to get back at that.
Jacob, let me ask you a question. Why did she break up with you?
I broke up with her.
For what?
Well, I was dating her for like over a year, and I didn't.
Jacob, hold on. You know, in the man space, Jacob, I asked you what 2 + 2 is. Give me the 4. Don't tell me about Miss Crabtree. Why'd you break up with her?
Well, basically because I found out she was cheating, more or less. She kind of admitted
okay.
it.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. So, Jacob, I'm going to ask you a simple question. Are you ready to boss the fuck up today? Are you ready to boss up, Jake? You ready to boss
I'm
up?
Down.
All right, so let me ask you, are you okay? You just want to fuck? You just want to fuck?
I just been feeling some head, but I ain't tripping on fucking.
Okay, so you either want to get some head or fuck, either one of those, right?
Yeah.
All right, when are you free to get head and fuck? When are you free?
Let's see, I'm free tomorrow and
What time? Thursday. Were you free tomorrow? What time? Hey, specifics, what time tomorrow? When are you free tomorrow?
I'll be free at like 3.
All right, so let's call her right now. Yeah, 26. Go ahead, and call her. Tell her. Hey, tell her I read your text messages and everything. And you know what? I'm free tomorrow. If you want to come over and suck my dick or fuck. Okay, you ready?
All right.
Now remember, listen. If you get her answer machine, you have reached 555-555-555. You wait till it goes and then click over. But if you leave her that message on her thing and hang up, that's all men do. Then I'm solving this right now. See, I'm going to solve this shit. So you ready?
Yeah, bet. Yeah, you
all right,
ready?
So you call her right now. Wait, now you sure? You just want some dome, right? That's all you want, some dome and some sex, right?
Yeah.
All right, so I've been reading your text messages. And you know what? If you want to come over tomorrow, I'm free. If you want to suck my dick or fuck. It's not disrespectful. Ask for what you want. So go ahead and call her and do that. I'll be quiet so everybody can hear you be a fucking man. Let your nuts drop. Let's go. All right, you got 20 seconds now. Go ahead. And if you get the answer machine, put it on her answer machine, all right?
Bet. I got you.
All right, let's get this. Now I'm going to show y'all why I'm telling him to do this. Because this is how men handle shit. She cheated on him. I'll be quiet. I'll let him wait. Give me 20 seconds. Tyler, what I got you?
What's good?
Not much, just chilling. What about you?
I'm chilling. Look, so I seen your text, and I'm free tomorrow. I wanted to see if you down to, you know, get together.
Yeah, sorry I texted you kind of, like, angrily. I was just drunk, and I'm sorry.
Yeah, you chilling. You can swing by my place at 3 if you down.
At 3? Well, I still don't have a car, but, like...
Alright, well, you still trying to Uber me over to your crib then?
Yeah, I can do that.
I bet.
Alright, cool. Well, I will see you tomorrow.
That's cool. I'm going to hit you up. You hit me up around, like, 2:33 whenever you get around to sending that Uber.
Okay, sounds good.
Alright, set. You have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Don't worry about it, guys. Relax, my dogs. You know I got you. Come back in, Jake. Jake, call back. Come on, Jake. Call back, Jake. See, I keep telling y'all guys, call back. Call back. Ah, here we go. Jake. All right, bring it. All right, Jake, we're going to call her back, okay? Jake, we'll call her back, okay?
Yeah.
You ready? Now, listen to me. I know you're a little nervous, okay? Are you okay? Take a deep breath. Let's take a deep breath.
Yeah, I'm cool.
It's okay. Relax. Okay. Jake, let me ask you a question. Have you named a pussy before? Have you ever named a pussy?
I have not. Not hers.
Okay. All right. So we're going to name the pussy. I'm going to clean this up for you, okay? Because I'm showing you how game works, all right? So what do you want to name the pussy? Right. What do you want to name the pussy?
I'm going to name it Chocolate.
All right. So what I want you to do. No. Listen, I got you. So what I want you to do is say, I'm looking forward to tasting chocolate. Just like I hope you're looking forward to tasting me. Okay?
I bet.
And I want you to say, listen. Say, hey, I don't want you to have anything on when I get over there. That's all I want you to say. Because listen, remember, you got to lead the woman, okay? You were doing good, and you just got nervous. It was a fear of success. So don't worry. I'm still here. I got you, okay? All right? See, this is what I do. I want you to, today we're going to have you busy. Okay, so we're going to call her back real quick. We're going to tell her, you know, when I go over there, I'm looking forward to licking on chocolate, all right? Just like I'm looking forward to you licking on me. And make sure you don't have anything on when I get over there, okay? You ready? Are you ready to do this, dog? Okay, hey, dog, you ready, baby? You ready?
Yeah. Can you repeat it one more time?
All right. Listen. Right? Get your little piece of paper. Get a piece of paper now. Fuck that. Get a piece of paper. I want you fucking this up. You can't keep calling them. You got a piece of paper? Get your piece of paper. You ready? Right. Go get your piece of paper.
Yeah.
All right. You ready, dog? Let's eat. All right. What you want to do is ask her, how's chocolate doing? How's chocolate doing? And she'll be like, what you talking about? Hey, say that thing that I used to lick on and fuck. If she asks you who chocolate is, that's the thing I used to lick on and fuck. Be straight up with her. The reason I'm calling you back is to let you know that I look forward to licking on chocolate. Write that down. I know that's the whole point, because when she asks, I got the setup, dog. I got this. So, hey, I look forward to licking on chocolate just like I look forward to you licking on me. Okay? Write it down.
Yeah.
Make sure when I get over there, you have nothing on. Okay. All right, relax. You got that?
Yeah.
All right, now listen to me. When you mention chocolate, she's going to ask, if she asks about chocolate, you let her know that's that thing I used to lick on and fuck. You got to say it like that. She's going to start laughing. Trust me. She's not going to be offended, dog. Trust me. All right, trust me. This is called telling her, remember I told you there are two ways to do things with a woman. You can talk at her like you average motherfuckers or talk to her. This is you talking to her, okay? You're telling her what's going to happen, all right? So you got everything written down?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Because we got one shot at this. I'm going to try to get you some pussy and hurt naked. Okay, what's up?
I was finishing the last sentence. It was when
just
I
make
get
sure
over
you
there.
Make sure you have nothing on when I get over there.
Okay, bet.
Okay? So now, click over. Take a deep breath. Click over. You got the script in your hand. Stay on script.
Yes,
I got you. You got to trust your boy. I got you. Just trust me, okay? Believe me.
I trust
when you bring up chocolate, she's going to start giggling. And if she starts giggling, you can hit her with, you know, chocolate. You know my girl I used to lick on and fuck. See that? And she's going to giggle some more. Trust me. Stand on this shit, okay? Let's go. 20 seconds. Let's do this shit. Let's go. Let's get it. Kane, Tyler, I got you after this. Hold on a second. We're still doing Tate. I got to help my clients out, though. Go ahead. I got you, though. Wait, let's go. Now watch the magic, gentlemen.
I forgot to ask, how's chocolate doing?
Who?
That thing I used to lick and fuck on. You know what I'm talking about.
Wait, how's who doing?
Chocolate, the thing I used to fuck on.
What are you talking about?
Your pussy, baby.
What?
Yeah, I called you back to let you know I'm looking forward to licking up on you and shit. You know what I'm saying? And to let you lick on me. Are you going to say something?
All right, let me call this motherfucker. God. All right, guys. See that shit? Gentlemen, let me show y'all what women do to y'all motherfuckers. See? She wanted to play, let's just take our time and let's get to know each other all over after I fucked you, fucked somebody else, and you dumped me. Hold on, let me help this motherfucker out. Hold on, man. This is what I do, dude. Come on. We got to check her at the door. Hold on a second, ladies. Hold on. Guys, hold on. I'm calling you right now, J-Dog. Come on. Oh, wait. Oh, shit.
Your call has...
Oh, shit. God damn. Jay, pick up your phone. Oh, I'm going to open up the line. Hold on. I'm going to reset the lines because I dropped my... All right, guys. I'm going to reset the lines. He'll call right back. All right. Let me...